of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
It's time for Legally Served with Attorney Franz Borghardt.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
I'll allow it.
An open and honest discussion about how the law applies to the headlines.
You not only insult me, but you insult the integrity of this court.
The defendant is not guilty.
The defense is wrong.
But somebody in this courtroom is.
I'm being charged with a crime.
A trial by court martial.
Is that what this is? I'm being charged with a crime?
Legally Served with Attorney Franz Borghardt.
Don't tell me what I know and don't know. I know the law.
Time for a little Legally Served. Time to welcome in Attorney Franz Borghardt. What's happening, man?
Give my kids some playing time or it's going down.
Right?
Like, are you shocked?
Let me give the full story here.
Okay.
Give the full background. A youth football coach in Missouri was shot by a parent who was allegedly upset he had not started his son on the team or given him enough game time. 30-year-old Shaquille Lattimore was shot in front of several children at a practice on Tuesday. I believe this was now last week, following an ongoing feud between himself and the man who was also an ex-coach. Daryl Clemens, 43-year-old Daryl Clemens, turned himself in a week ago, faces charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Mr. Lattimore volunteers as an assistant coach and defensive coordinator for the City Recreational League team called the St. Louis Bad Boys, boys with a Z. He coaches with his cousin. So, oh, by the way, just so we know, 30-year-old Shaquille Lattimore, who was shot, is recovering nicely.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know what's not going to get your kid more playing time? Shooting me.
Right. Right. That's probably a surefire way, no pun intended. A surefire way to make sure your kid has to find a whole other league.
So from a non-legal standpoint, quick question.
Yeah.
Is this where we are in sports in the United States today? You coach.
Yes.
I mean, I watch
mm-hmm.
athletics. I have a kid. But, like, I love my son. But if my son's not getting a lot of playing time, at no point does my brain go to, I think I should shoot Brian Haldane because he's the basketball coach.
Sadly, we see it a lot more than you'd like. And by a lot more, I mean at all. It is. Parents can be crazy. I've been very fortunate not to have to deal with parents like that. But I said, the coach could set the tone very early on, and say we're not putting up with it. If you come to me looking for more playing time, the answer is your kid's getting kicked off the team, and you have to deal with that. That's on you.
But doesn't that suck for the kid who has nothing to do?
It sucks for the rest of the kids too.
Yeah.
When one bad apple parent ruins the whole bunch.
No. I. Look, I'm not condoning parental behavior that leads to shooting of coaches. My as a former, and I say this word loosely, as a former child athlete,
mm-hmm.
I was mortified with the idea of my dad doing something like that. Like, just leave it alone. If the coach doesn't want me to play, I'm good with that, right? And I understand you want your kids to play and excel and all that. But, like, think about all the things that had to have happened in St. Louis. Shaquille had to decide, I'm pissed that my kid...
No, Shaquille's the victim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So the other person...
Clemens
decides, I'm not getting enough playing time for my kid.
Daryl Clemens.
Daryl decides, my kid needs to be in more, coach.
Right.
Coach presumably says, sorry.
Right.
Goes and gets a firearm. And by the way, why is this guy not charged with attempted murder?
I don't know.
Or is that like their equivalent to attempted murder there?
First degree assault and armed criminal action. He shot the dude in the back, by the way.
That's going to get your kids some playing time.
Right. Shot the dude in the back. And look, if his kid plays football as well as he shoots, he doesn't deserve playing time.
So I'm going to say something uncharacteristic of me.
Go for it.
I think this dude should get zero quarter. I think he should be prosecuted to the max.
Mm-hmm.
I think not prosecuting him to the max sends a horrible message to the parents and kids in the community of St. Louis, unless, of course, he hires me, in which case he's innocent in a way that nobody has ever been innocent.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah.
If you're taking a trip up to St. Louis.
Dude, I like St. Louis is a wonderful town. I got folks and family from Missouri.
We've been to St. Louis. It was fantastic.
Yeah. But I have, there's few crimes that get me riled up. This is one of those crimes where I'm like, no.
Because, well, there are so many things where our complete lack of priorities or jumbled up priorities in this country come to light, this is one of them right there. Because this is one instance where you know there's countless other incidents like this where they were just teetering on the brink and this guy actually pulled the trigger. Had the gun on him. Wait until the coach turned away, pulled the trigger.
And it's back.
We'll pick this up after news. Back into Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt. We've got some more on this this dad who shot his kids.
Before you do that, I have a matter of small business. I lost a bet.
Yeah.
I'm a man of my I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
I'm a man of honor. So officially, congratulations to Governor-elect Jeff Landry.
That's all you had to do to pay off the bet was say congratulations? That's
I think he's going to be an exceptionally good.
Oh my goodness, your bets are smaller than my wagers on DraftKings.
I don't think you understand how difficult that was for me to say.
I really don't. I really don't because he is going to crush it.
Yeah, he'll crush something.
Oh goodness gracious,
souls!
you're undoing what you just did.
All right, so
okay, I want to see if we're going to change your mind here about this whole scenario because. This seems like, oh, we've got this innocent football coach that everyone loves. And he's a football coach that everyone loves. Oh, he got shot at practice over after a game over playing time. Per the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Lattimore said Clemens coached the team a few years ago. Lattimore's the victim. Clemens is the shooter here. Coached the team a few years ago before Lattimore joined as coach. Quote, after every game, he would try to critique me, Lattimore said. Lattimore said most parents treat the coaches well, but some, like Clemens, can ruin kids' sports. Quote, some parents try to live through their kids, he said. Lattimore came to Tuesday's practice armed with his own gun. It's an unsafe neighborhood, he said, and he likes to have it for self-defense.
Well, he got shot by one of the parents. Good thing he had it. He may not be alive.
But he handed his gun off to another adult before practice began. Man. Quote, I gave my gun to someone else to hold. I didn't want Clemens to feel threatened, Lattimore said. Otherwise, I would have defended myself. Now, Lattimore also said, by the time I realized he had a gun, it was too late. No, he said, by the time I saw the gun, it was too late. And he got shot in the back. There are holes in this story here,
Franz. I
feel
like there's layers to this.
Right? There might be something a little bit more than just he was arguing about his kids' playing time.
Not okay to shoot. I'm just going to remind everybody.
No, I understand. I understand that. I understand. But you see how there's another layer being pulled back here. When the coach says, by the time I saw the gun, it was too late. He also got shot in the back. So unless you've got eyes in the back of your head, how did you see the gun at all? And, oh, by the way, he brought his own gun to practice that day.
Well, I mean, we're encouraging teachers to bring firearms to schools, right? I mean, if coaches are going to start getting shot. Now, I mean, legitimate question here.
Okay.
Not being hyperbolic or anything.
Mm-hmm.
If coaches are, if this is the new normal,
right?
Parents are going to shoot coaches.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with a coach having a firearm to defend him or herself? I'm not saying you got to like it. I'm just saying.
Speaking as a coach. Because you run the inbound the way we called the inbound. All right. Back to seriousness. Does it change anything at all, the fact that both of them were armed at some point in the whole debacle?
Being armed with a firearm is not an invitation to getting shot with a firearm,
mm-hmm.
despite what a lot of citizens think.
Well, it is a constitutional right to have.
Right.
Absolutely.
And in this instance, he was probably, having been shot by a parent, I suspect he might be... You know, Broderick says on social media, yeah, it smells like BS and it stanks. Stanks.
Well, that's okay. You're not going in front of a judge with that as a defense. It stanks, judge.
I've used the it stanks defense before with a jury. It doesn't always work. Something smells funny here.
Yeah.
I think, so here's the thing. These two clearly have a history.
Yeah.
Clearly both coaches clearly have a history. But I come back to this point in the road. On what planet of the multiverse is it okay for you to shoot a coach?
None. None whatsoever. Until they hire you.
Well, we do live in a society where everybody's the best coach in their mind.
Who's not currently coaching? Absolutely.
Yeah, they're the best coach. They're the best expert on why their kids should get played in time.
This is also worthy of note. So Lattimore's mother, Samiko Lattimore, one of her other sons, Antonio Green, was shot to death in April of 2021 in the Spanish Lake area. of St. Louis. So
sports related?
No, completely different. But this poor woman's had two of her kids shot now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just traumatic on so many levels.
You think she's packing?
She better be. I mean, this is not boding well for the tourism department in St. Louis for sure.
It's got an arch. We've got coaches that shoot, get shot.
Yeah.
Great athletics in St. Louis, right?
What, like the Cardinals?
The Cardinals.
Yeah. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody else left. The Rams aren't there anymore. They have the Blues. They have the hockey team, the Blues. So.
Oh, man.
All right. Walk me down the legal path of this. Let's get this thing back on the rails here. Walk me down the legal path of this. You were surprised that attempted homicide or attempted murder was not a charge.
So remember, I'm not an attorney in Missouri, but most states have what we call an attempt murder,
yeah,
which is I tried to murder somebody, and most states say if you're going to shoot somebody, unless you're Alec Baldwin, if you're going to shoot somebody, Alec Baldwin was a gross negligent accident. If you're going to shoot somebody, you're trying to kill them, right? Most citizens believe you don't bring a gun to just tease somebody. You're trying to kill them. So I'm a little surprised. Now, again, I don't know Missouri law, so these laws, these statutes that he's being charged with may have the force and effect of an attempt murder, which generally carries a very heightened penalty.
One would hope. By the way, the maximum age on the Bad Boys, this team.
Bad Boys.
Yeah. What is this thing? The maximum age on the Bad Boys is 13 years old. This is a league that has teams for kids 5 to 13. So I'm assuming the kids on this particular team are on the upper end of that spectrum. Of that age range, I'm hoping.
My son's 8, and I'm telling you, he's too soft to play for the Bad Boys. And James?
Fisher's got a little edge.
He's been playing tackle football after school.
Really?
Yeah, they play like a off-the-cuff tackle football in extended day. Mm-hmm. It's like not street legal. Everybody's getting shot, though.
Speaking of getting shot, and speaking of Alec Baldwin, in a shocking turn of events, special prosecutor said yesterday they are seeking to recharge actor Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the Rust movie set in New Mexico 2 years ago. New Mexico-based prosecutors Carrie Morrissey and Jason Lewis said they'll present evidence to a grand jury within the next 2 months, noting that, quote, additional facts have come to light in the October 21 fatal shooting on the set of the Western film while filming out on the outskirts of Santa Fe. I'm grabbing this one, and I wanted to talk about it this morning because I'm grabbing it from Court TV's website, which
I talked about it last night.
You're familiar with these folks every once in a while, you know.
I mean, I'm only on there 3 or 4 times a week.
Just that's all.
National TV.
So the shooting occurred during rehearsal for a scene involving a prop firearm, which was supposed to contain blanks. The investigation revealed that Baldwin, a co-producer of the film, was pointing a pistol at a cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, when it went off, killing her and wounding director Joel Souza. In April, special prosecutors initially dismissed an involuntary manslaughter charge against Baldwin, saying they were informed the gun might have been modified before the shooting and malfunctioned. You don't pull the trigger of a gun, the gun doesn't go off.
So let's go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah.
First of all, Alec did not help himself by doing an interview where he said, oh, I didn't pull the trigger. My finger was not on the trigger. Really, dude? Like, because the gun just spontaneously goes off.
Right.
That's problem number one.
Yes, it is.
Problem number two is this is a crock of BS.
Mm-hmm.
Because candidly, remember how whiny these prosecutors were? We're going to talk more about this.
Okay.
Talk more
about this. Let's make the most of what we got left here with attorney Franz Borghardt before he has to scooch over to Court TV, where he may or may not be talking about Alec Baldwin. New evidence? New information?
They either have something with regard to the firearm, like there's an allegation or rumor. We don't know the facts yet, that the firearm in question may have been modified. Which, okay, that sounds interesting, but it's a Hollywood firearm, right?
Right.
So, but look, let's be candid. They're going to a grand jury.
Yeah.
This is a botched prosecution the first time around.
Right.
They can absolutely still prosecute him. And now they're going to a grand jury because they have quote-unquote new evidence. They don't have to go to a grand jury. They can just charge him again.
Mm-hmm.
This is all pomp and circumstance. This is all show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were whiny last time. Do you remember how whiny the he's spending all this money on high-dollar defense attorneys that are making us work really hard. Boo-hoo.
Okay.
Do your job, Santa Fe. Do your job.
So the thing...
Sorry.
No, it, of course you're going to spend a lot of money on a high-priced defense attorney because you don't want to go to jail.
Well, hold on.
That's
what happens when you go after people that have means. Think about how it feels to be a poor person who doesn't have a high dollar criminal defense attorney like Franz Borchardt. I mean, you know, Alec Baldwin has everything to lose. Of course, he's going to hire a dream team of defense attorneys.
Legally speaking, so are they allowed to call back on everything that was already thrown out?
Okay. When you dismiss, the magical phrase in the legal world is, I dismiss without prejudice. Without prejudice means we may bring the case back. Mm-hmm. Generally, that doesn't happen.
Right.
Generally, you dismiss and you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is a horrible tactical move by the DA's office out in Santa Fe.
Information's going to be, or the additional facts are going to be that have come to light since then, because I feel like the DA's office wouldn't make this move unless they had something significant.
The other thing is we have the other parties, the other defendants in the case have pled guilty,
mm-hmm.
and they may be cooperating. And okay. what does that cooperation change? Now, it doesn't help Baldwin. It doesn't help him that he made an astronomically stupid and poor interview with someone where he's like, I never put my finger on the trigger.
Right, but his need to be in front of the camera is so much so that he could not resist.
Well, I understand.
Well, but there are times where you will advise a client.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yes. No comment and do not do an interview.
You got to tell.
Because if you do an interview, you're going to do something stupid
Brad the Builder or Troy the pool boy.
Pool boy Troy!
Pool boy Troy gets in trouble. You got to tell them, keep your mouth shut.
Yes. Rust safety coordinator and assistant director David Halls pleaded no contest to a conviction for unsafe handling of a firearm. Got a suspended sentence of 6 months of probation.
Oh, he's cooperating.
So that's where I'm going with this. So your additional facts are likely coming from that, right?
Presumably, yes.
Uh-huh.
So what are you basing your new case on? Somebody who's basically cooperating in that effort to get a good deal.
Right.
And by the way, I do that. My clients do that all the time.
They've gotten their good deal.
Yeah.
But now is this person going to be thrown under the bus because of that
sure.
deal?
Sure. Absolutely.
Like Steve Martin in My Blue Heaven.
Yes.
I'm saying what I'm saying because I got the deal, but that doesn't mean it ain't true.
Right.
So that brings us back around to good old Alec.
Alec's going to be fine. Alec's going to be fine.
Here's another question for you. Baldwin has since resumed filming at Yellowstone Film Ranch on the set of a rebooted Rust production. A representative for Rust Movie Productions told the Associated Press. Preparations for filming were underway at the film's new location in Montana 18 months after the shooting shut it down. Rebooting this movie and going back into it.
Bad optics. Bad optics.
Thank you.
I would maybe wait.
Bag the movie and move on.
Right.
Does this come back up again if he doesn't pick up production on the same film where this poor woman was killed?
I think he is showing his rear uh-huh. on this one. So if I were advising him, I'd say, hey, dude, how about you not make some movies for a little bit?
Well, not make this movie.
Well, no.
Beetlejuice 2, anything.
No, I think he needs to lay low.
Uh-huh.
But that's just me.
Yeah. You got to get the Court TV?
I do.
What case are you talking about?
We are talking about, you remember that woman that went missing, that girl that went missing in like one of the island countries?
Natalie Holloway.
Yeah. Old boy's cutting a deal. And we're going to find out what happened to Natalie.
He's going to give all the location and details.
Shout out to Julie. Shout out to Julie.
Julie.
Grant.
Oh, you're on Julie. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on opening statements.
I keep forgetting that one every comes week. On while we're on.
I know. So. I need to prioritize you.
He's attorney Franz Borchardt, joins us every week at this time for Legally Served before he scurries out of the door